And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Big sale, big savings at oldtimeradiodvd.com. All of our collections, the prices have been slashed. Pricing will be good until January the 1st, 2018, so don't wait. Buy today and enjoy for a lifetime at oldtimeradiodvd.com. You'll be glad you did.
Of El Melik, a story of freelance diplomacy, mystery, and intrigue in the Far East. Scattered about the Far East at strategic points, there live certain quiet, unobtrusive men who, banded together under the name of the Ghost Corps, tread the danger trails of romance and adventure. Far-reaching in its peculiar scope of activity, the Ghost Corps is composed of a mere handful of intrepid adventurers owing allegiance to none but C.D. Baker, chief of this mystery-shrouded band of freelance diplomats. If, by chance, you should wander down the Derb el Yahudi, that street of romance and mystery in Cairo's native quarter, and if your destiny should lead you to a certain dingy green door in a mud wall, you will have found the Mediterranean headquarters of the Ghost Corps. Tonight, K.C. Smith, a member of this organization, and known to his associates merely as K.C., enters that mysterious green portal in the Derb el Yahudi. He mounts the stairs to an upper floor and... But listen.
Come in. Who comes?
A voice from the tomb. From one who casts no shadow.
Hashem?
G4.
Welcome, Habib. Sidi Bakr awaits me.
Salam alek, Selim, you old heathen. Hello, Baker. How are you?
Well, KC. Got here, eh? We didn't look for you before tomorrow or next day.
That's why I came today, Chief. And it's only by the grace of Mohammed and a badly thrown knife that I got here at all.
A badly thrown knife? I don't get you.
Someone, aside from you and Selim, knows I'm in Cairo. Look here.
A knife, eh? What do you make of it, Selim?
It is the knife for the Bashuin Arab, the weapon used by followers of Malik Pasha. And it signifies...
Well?
That our friend Kathy Smith is marked for death. His presence in Cairo is known.
Any idea who tossed it at you, KC?
Your guess is as good as mine, Chief. Oh, wait a minute. Bashuin, eh? Since Selim mentioned it, I do recall seeing a couple of them in a huddle with Mustafa, the rug dealer, down the street as I passed his stall a few moments ago.
And within gunshot of headquarters. Did anyone in Alexandria know you were coming here to Cairo?
Well, I didn't publish the fact. I decoded the message from your letter, took ship from Alexandria to Suez, and came across from there.
And that old devil, El Melik, knows you're here. This knife proves it, which makes your job doubly dangerous.
Well, that isn't news, Baker. My jobs are all dangerous. Well, if they weren't, I wouldn't be in the game.
Of course. Well, if you crack this one without getting your throat slit... However, you're leaving for Aswan at once. Old Melik Pasha is gathering the clans for a nice, brand new holy war. A jihad, with the usual underlying motives, to drive all infidels out of Egypt. Hear any rumors of it down below?
Some. Didn't pay much attention to them. Anything to it?
Plenty, this time. Do you know, Casey, I'd give a great deal to see that bloodthirsty old pirate's head decorating the gates of hell.
Wasn't Randolph of the British CID on the case?
Was, is right. Been on it for 3 months past, and his chief hasn't had a single report from him. He simply vanished. Disappeared. You know what happened, of course.
Well, I still have a vivid imagination.
A good thing you have. However, Melik Pasha is loading arms and ammunition on barges right here in Cairo under our very noses. They're being towed up the Nile and unloaded somewhere. Your job is to find out where.
Well, that shouldn't be so difficult.
No? Ask Selim.
The British, Kasi, my friend, are at loss. They have watched these barges being loaded with harmless-looking boxes, which they are certain contain arms and ammunition, and have followed them up the Nile time and time again, only to find at Aswan that the barges are innocent of any contraband.
Unloading right under their eyes, eh? Somewhere between here and Aswan. Melik Pasha appears to have some clever heads among his agents.
It has the British, the powers that be, worried. We've been called in by them, KC. The Ghost Corps, as usual, is the last port of call. Because our work is done unofficially, we are not hampered by treaty rights, governmental red tape, and all that sort of thing. So it's up to us. To you.
Nice, soft assignment.
It's serious business, Casey. If you are caught, well, this knife would have been much easier, and a lot quicker than what you may expect from El Melik.
No, thanks. I had one experience with the Jebel Druzes while I was with the Legion. It was quite sufficient. I shan't be caught alive.
I hope not, my friend. You've been playing with this sort of fire long enough to know what it means to get burned. The fact that you've lived most of your life in the Orient, and know the Arabs and their customs, and speak their language like a native, makes you our best bet.
A moment ago, you remarked that you'd like to see Melik Pasha's head hanging to the gates of hell. Suppose he were to die suddenly.
That, of course, would end the jihad for the time being.
Right. I go look-see. Maybe so can do. Does Selim work with me on this?
No. You'll contact D7 in Aswan, a protege of Selim.
Native?
Selim can tell you about him.
A Musulman Qasi with excellent record. His name is Ali. If you go directly to the quarters of the corps in Aswan, he will come to you there.
If he's half as good a man as you are, Selim, I'll be well satisfied. Anything else, Chief?
Why, yes. It's rumored that a woman is in the game somewhere.
A woman?
Oh.
Well, Allah grant she be beautiful.
I've usually found plenty of trouble, Casey, when a pretty woman sits in the game. They've been the downfall of better men than you, or I, my friend.
Oh, but can you suggest a more pleasant fall, Chief? Provided, of course, she is beautiful. You're getting old, Baker.
Perhaps. Or more experienced. However, if I'm not mistaken, you know the lady in question. She's a native.
What? Oh, come, Baker. My acquaintance among the fair sex is, after all, rather limited, especially in native circles.
Ever hear of the Shahzadi Amira?
The Princess Amira?
Exactly. The Princess Amira. Know her rather well, don't you?
Not that well, Baker. Why, but it's impossible. It can't be the same. What a girl you have in mind is the daughter of Ibrahim El Talak, Sheikh of the Tessalots over in the Italian Libya. There must be some mistake. It simply can't be the same woman. Well, if it is, Well, I pulled her out of a jam a few years ago, met her only once.
That's Kebir Lak, wasn't it? I recall your report on the case. You took her away from Delil, the renegade French dealer in hashish.
Yeah, something like that. He'd bought her from a slaver. I returned her to her father. But I still don't get the connection. She's Tessalat. El Melik is Beshawin. The tribes are hereditary enemies.
Well, that's for you to find out. Get to the bottom of the jihad. Find out where those arms and ammunition go. And let me have reports at the usual intervals and in the customary manner. If you see you're going to be in the case in a length of time.
Safiya Mira. Hmm? Oh, yes. Yes, of course. Well, if that's all, I'll be going.
That's all. Be careful, Casey, and good luck.
Thanks. I'll probably need it.
Inshallah.
Oh, just a moment.
Yeah?
I'm sending Selim to your hotel with you. I don't like the looks of this knife. Follow him, Selim.
Hey.
Well, now, since when does the Ghost Corps furnish its members with bodyguards, Chief? Well, all right, Selim. Keep an eye on my back if you like. Selim, you can go back now.
I shall see thee to thy chamber, Kasi. Happy.
Your morning, Yarok, for the love of Allah, give to one of the faithful.
Alayatik, I have nothing for thee, beggar.
Make thy plea to Allah, O breather of life. He will hear thee.
Come, for the love of Allah.
All right, here then. Imshi, huh? Get out. Come on, Selim.
May thy life be happy, Jennifer.
Have a care, Yatid. Jackals are at thy heels.
Yo, beggar, thou and thy kind only are jackals.
Yet these jackals are son of camels, walk upon 2 feet like men, and cover their backs with the burnous of the Beshaween.
What that? Oh, yeah. Here, my brother, another piece for thy bowl and thy warning.
Walk lightly, Jainaba. Walk lightly.
May Allah increase thy good, Jarab.
All right, inside, Selim. Up here. My room's just at the head of these stairs. Now, that beggar, huh? How in the world do you suppose he knows the...
Beggars, Kasi, are the watchdogs of Egypt. They know many things.
In just a moment, I'll unlock the door. Turn on the lights and close the door.
By the appearance of thy chamber, Kasi, I would say thou hast had visitors.
Why, George. Well, they made a thorough job of it, didn't they? Ransacked everything. Yes. Melik Pasha certainly has some clever heads among his people.
Look, friend of my heart, sticking to the headboard of the bed.
Oh. A knife. Pinning a sheet of paper to the wood.
The knife is the duplicate of the one Kasi left with Sidi Bakr and the papa.
Well, this begins to look interesting, Selim. Listen to this. Thou art unacquainted with the charm for curing the bite of a scorpion, yet thou art foolhardy enough to place thy hand in a snake's den.